And welcome back to the PV Mart Centrium in Red Deer. We've played 2 minutes or two periods here, and it's 6-4 for the Blades over the Red Deer Rebels. More goals in 40 minutes tonight than we had in the first two games of this series combined, as this is time now for the Blades Inside Edge. And it's a presentation of Adams Lumber, supplying Saskatoon an area with trusted brands and quality service for over 50 years. The owner of the Saskatoon Blades, the Saskatchewan Rush, and the Saskatoon Berries joins me. That's Mike Priestner, of course. Your thoughts on this game, first of all?
Entertaining, ugly, entertaining, sloppy, junior hockey. We knew they'd come out hard, and I give them Red Deer so much credit. With a rookie goalie, I don't believe he started a game in his life in the league. That's tough. They're blocking shots. They're encouraging the heck out of them, and they're playing us really tough. So hats off to them for sure, but I still want to win this game.
Absolutely. It'd be nice to have a 3-0 lead rather than 2-1 in the series.
Absolutely.
Kind of reminds you a little bit of the old days, back when you were playing in this league way back when?
Yeah, it was. I think I was saying to someone the other day, my goals against average and save percentage, it's probably in the 850 range my whole career. So, and goals against probably 4+. So that's kind of what it looks like here tonight. Every, 10 goals on 40 or 50 shots, that's a lot.
It's a lot, yeah. How happy are you with the way this season has gone along for this team?
It's been unbelievable. Most people are probably not aware of this, but we're the second winningest percentage in the league over six full years straight. So we've had some really good teams. This one's special. It's tribute to the management, the coaching staff, everybody. The players are just unbelievable. I think you said it on the way home from PA. I heard you on the radio saying you thought it was the best team because of the chemistry in the room. There's guys, you know, just doing anything they can to help the team win. No complainers. No, it's just a great, great setup, and obviously a really good hockey team too. So we've got big, big hopes this year, but so does Red Deer and Moose Jaw and Swift Current and three or four other great teams.
Yeah, you have to battle and you have to work at it. It's not going to be handed to you, certainly not.
No.
I never thought that when you bought the Blades that you would be a sports mogul in Saskatoon, so to speak, but you own two other franchises. Let's talk about the Saskatchewan Rush and the National Lacrosse League, and they're heading for the final week of the regular season. There's a chance for them to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, they... what's funny is I never would have believed that the Blades would outsell the Rush.
If I was going to bring that up,
if
actually.
You look back 3 years ago, that would have been comical. The Rush are much younger. I don't follow it as much as I obviously do the Blades, but if we win Saturday, I believe we're in.
Yes.
I believe so. I wish the crowds were a little better, but I understand totally. The Blades crowds are the best I've ever seen.
Yes.
The young people in there, the young kids in there, every time we kill a penalty, they're standing up. Like, it's just it's the best crowd in the league right now.
And then you're bringing back baseball in the Western Canada Baseball League to the city. Confession time. I was a much better ball player than I was ever anything else in sports.
I thought you were a great hockey player, too.
No, I was a terrible hockey player. You have to be able to skate to play hockey. I didn't do that very well. But I'm a better ball player, and I'm thrilled to pieces that the Berries are coming in to be a part of the Western Canada Baseball League. What brought that on?
A couple guys, Hilty particularly, but some of the guys at the rink too. That's sort of a for Saskatoon thing. It's not a moneymaker, but I think it's just something good to do. It keeps our staff working 10 or 11 months of the year instead of being that 4 months off. I just think it's a good fit for us, and hopefully it's going to work out okay.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to this game being done with.
Me too.
Hopefully a victory to go up 3-0. But it's good to see you, sir. And
you too, Les.
We'll catch up with you again, hopefully along the line. Maybe deeper into, the WHL final or the Memorial Cup. That would be fun.
Wow. Wouldn't that be fun? No, I haven't missed a game.
There you go.
Thanks,
okay.
Les.
Thanks very much. Mike Priestner, the owner of the Saskatoon Blades, joining me on the Blades Inside Edge, brought to you by Adams Lumber, supplying Saskatoon an area with trusted brands and quality service for over 50 years.